Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
First real drama of the day there, as I asked Paul if he wanted a wee, and then he said no, and then you went for one, didn't you?
Yeah, I did, yeah. And I just felt like the urge, and I'm so hydrated.
Yeah.
But you still have to keep drinking, that's the thing.
Oh, absolutely, because you're using it.
Yeah.
Who's got the comedy about that? Someone's got some really good... Oh, I think it's Tom Rigglesworth. He's got comedy about Muslim guys going on a big night out.
Yeah.
Drinking. Oh, I've had too much water.
Yeah.
I'm so hydrated, I just got to head
home. It was like that in Oman.
Yeah.
When we did gigs with the McIntyre, there was no booze at the venue.
Yeah.
And the queue for water was massive in the interval.
Yeah. It's like the 90s.
Yeah.
Boop, 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 boop.
Hey, bud. Through 8 miles.
8 miles?
Yeah.
That's nearly a third of it done.
Yeah.
Nearly a third.
Yeah.
Call me! But by the time we get to 9 miles, a third of it will be done.
Yeah. Nice.
So,
good feeling.
It's good?
Yeah. It feels good.
We were joking about it as we started out, but those fractions really help, don't they? You know, when it comes down to it. If you've run a quarter of the thing, it counts.
Yeah. Except the marathon, as we know, has not started yet.
No, we haven't started yet.
Yeah.
All right, we haven't started yet.
Yeah.
Apparently, while you're in the loo, I found out Shakespeare's doing okay.
Oh, yeah.
But Christopher Marlowe, who was running with him, got in a row around here, got stabbed in the eye, dropped out.
We got a DNF.
DNF K in the E. That's a knife in the eye.
Someone's got a stitch there.
Yeah, that's tough.
Stopping already.
Oh, some badass music coming on now.
Very nice.
I don't know what it is, but it sounds
from
industrial.
From someone's house, is it? Yeah.
Actually, I think it's normal music just played through a terrible speaker. Sounds like someone trying to wash cutlery up in a bin.
Wee!
He's taking some high fives there.
Right. High fives and taking the kids with me.
Yeah. Paul gets some high fives while Rob sulks about people on the sidelines who, never mind running the marathon, haven't bothered to get dressed.
I'm going to need the high fives to give me energy, I think.
I'll give you a high five any time. Hey. I can't actually, I'm carrying two phones. As Gary Oldman said on an episode of Friends once, I'm wearing two belts.
People, it's the people boozing as you come through South London, isn't it?
Yeah.
They're the real inspiration.
Yeah, I mean, I think yard arm, right? I mean, it's about 11:15 now.
Yeah. They're getting their Sunday drink. Whoa! They're getting their Sunday drink on.
That wasn't a high five. You just slapped a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, come back. He's beating my child. Someone up ahead from New York.
Oh, sweeties! I'll tell you after later.
Yeah, I know what you'll be saying to that later.
Oh, Oh no,
cola cube. Cola bottle.
Cola cubes at this time? I don't think so. A little bit early for that.
Oh, hello. That's great. That's Sea Cadets or Boys Brigade with all their brass and the xylophone. And just one Ghanaian with a bugle.
Yeah.
Other hand in his pocket. I've never seen such a badass bugler. Good work. You were having a fun banter with those kids back there, but, you know, come 25 miles, you'll be abusing those children, won't you?
I'll keep that for later.
Yeah.
That's there. Tell you what, George, did I tell you about George's club night at the weekend?
Oh, no, tell it.
He had a night called Favela in Camden Festival.
Yeah.
Sold 450 tickets.
Nice.
Made a bit of money moving into the club impresario.
Field. Old school.
Old
school. Are you allowed to? Can we all go to that? How would he feel if...
We can go. They wouldn't let us in.
No, right.
We can go.
Yeah. That's not really what I meant by going.
Yeah. He's funny because he's trying to... He's set up these evenings.
Yeah.
He's got his DJs. He's got all the crew together. Now he's kind of realised... He's not really necessary because he hasn't actually got a skill.
Yeah,
he's
like,
how can I keep hold of this? Because the other kids are thinking, why don't we just do what he does and keep the money? It's become this kind of fight for the cash, you know?
That's the thing, isn't it? It's a bit like the run. It's very easy to say, I could do that.
Yeah.
But actually doing anything.
Someone needs to do the hard yards.
It always puts you ahead of people who haven't done anything.
Yeah.
It's like these guys we were talking to online this week saying... Yeah, but what if 40,000 people just went to London and picked up rubbish?
Yeah.
So, well...
It's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah.
When's that?
Yeah. What sort of event is that?
You organise it and we'll do the comparison.
Yeah.
It's funny how in Britain, when anything reaches saturation point, you can guarantee, oh, he looks good, Harlequin. Looking good, Harlequin.
Nice, yeah, looking good.
He's from the aggressive Commedia dell'arte crew, who are really keen to beat the King's Flyers.
Yes, yeah. I think we breezed past a banana, didn't we?
Yeah, well...
Yeah, all over him.
I kept it under my hat, but I was saying to you in my head, I'm not going to be behind a banana for 2.5 hours.
Yeah.
I'm not prepared to do that.
Yeah, same here.
I mean, in light of what you were saying earlier about condoms, in a way you're always behind a banana, but that's not the kind of talk we want on the show.
When you're running a bit slower, you do feel these gradual uphills a little bit more, don't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Normally I wouldn't notice this.
It's good to know it, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just turned into an uphill. We're going to go up over a river. But, as it's always the way on the corners, huge crowd support.
Yeah.
We're
through Surrey Quays.
Surrey Quays, Tesco Extra!
Tesco Extra!
Go on! Cheerleaders on the right.
Nice.
Cheerleaders remind me of something.
Hashtag me too.
Do you remember last year, Chris Amaya from New York?
Yeah.
I met on a train. She sponsored me £4,000.
Wow.
To get me over... And that she was the person who got me over £100,000. Remember this?
I do remember, yeah.
Well, the other day, she sponsored me and got me over my target online again.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Slightly less than last year.
She's good news, though, isn't she?
Still incredibly generous.
Yeah.
And then I felt I was quite pleased because she put me over my line.
Yeah.
I put my target figure up.
Right.
And then I nearly got in touch with her and said, look... You don't have to help me get it again.
You do this.
But then someone else, really generous, did the same thing. So
that sounds perfect.
Yeah,
that's
great. I think if you're fundraising, it's always worth.
It's always good to have really rich benefactors. Yeah,
and if you can meet people with loads and loads of money and good hearts,
that will
help. Your fundraising's gone well as well, I think, because you were saying, I need to get on that, but.
I'm raising a bit for Motor Neuro, and we've done quite well so far, very quickly.
I think both of us are looking at raising about 1,500, and we've pretty much done it.
Yeah.
So,
I'm lucky
thank you to everyone.
It's been great. Hey!
Go on, boys.
Man them!
Look how relaxed these guys look.
Yeah.
They look like just going around the park.
I'm at that stage, I'm feeling like that myself a little bit.
Do you want a shower?
I'm worried about kids.
I hate the showers.
Yeah, I like the showers.
No, I don't. Even last year when it was really hot, just made me grumpy.
Really?
So I choose. I choose when I wet myself. Okay, do you want a pain report?
Go on then.
Shut pain up my bum.
You want my
shut pain up my bum.
Really?
Yeah. It's okay, it's a good sign. It's happened before. It's a sign, it means I'm going well.
It means something.
Yeah. Just saw it Morning Magpie, I just saw another good sign. Said, you got stamina, call me.
Yeah.
It's funny.
Coming up to 9 miles.
Nine miles.
This is good.
I love the thing I hadn't predicted.
Yeah.
Which is, I'm worrying about the record because of all the cheering. Like, oh no, everyone's cheering. Such a good problem to have.
Yeah, it's Atmos, isn't it? It's great Atmos. Yeah. Should we thank them? Thanks for the Atmos, fellas.
Thanks, Atmoses. Yeah. It's the atmosphere, you know. I love a marathon
with a happy atmosphere.
And I also grateful to be here with you and taking it. Like something interesting coming on your right. What have we got? Ice cream.
Hi, mate. Looking good. I almost said looking cool then, but I resisted.
Yeah, I see.
Yeah. You can see the...
clearly it's the cream of the
crop.
You
can see the temptation. Yeah.
I'm still working on ice cream buns.
Yeah.
And it's going to take me a while.
It looks a bit flaky to me.
I haven't thought of any Cornetto.
Yeah.
He's running for MS.
Give it a twirl.
Yeah. He's a bit saucy. He's looking a bit whippy, isn't he? So, yeah, I can specifically remember not enjoying this bit.
Right.
And
What, in previous marathons?
Yeah, specifically just fighting it a bit around here.
Well, I quite like it because it's sort of... it's well supported.
Yeah.
I know what you mean, though.
I think
it's because it's a bit before halfway, isn't it?
Yeah. And in early years, I didn't know where I was going.
Right.
And in later years, I know that this is where you turn right and describe a bit of a loop.
Right.
Just to get the miles up.
Yeah.
And so essentially right now, we're running in the wrong direction.
Right.
But I only mention all that because today, I just feel the same.
Yeah.
It just me and you going out for a run, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm feeling quite relaxed at this point, yeah.
Yeah.
Woo!
Less and less disposed phoning the BBC, but...
Yeah, I'm not that bothered about that one. Well, I mean, we'll do it at halfway, see if anything's happening. You can't, can't blame us, mate. It didn't work.
Hey, give me a phone, it didn't work.
What I meant to do.
Maybe I can get an interview on the finish line.
Yeah. Give me a phone!
Yeah.
It didn't work!
You start shouting at them. I don't know why.
BBC? Why do I bother paying for it?
It's a great cutout.
Can't even get on it.
Look at this, it's like a scarecrow. They've got a full-size cutout man.
Yeah.
If he's getting tired, that's really going to freak him out. Is that me? Howl.
Lovely bit of tarmac. Really nice.
Very nice, brand new.
Yeah.
Just did the old wave to someone on the balcony who just looked away.
Yeah. Through.
It's a classic. Three parkruns.
15k, that's great.
Yeah.
We'll take that.
That means we're one-tenth of the way there now.
Yeah.
That's right, isn't it?
Yeah, it's about a tenth.
If you're tracking us, you can see
we're going really quite slowly.
Yeah. We just went over the bump. What's our average, what's our per mile now?
About 6:13. Are we going too fast, you think?
You never fail to tickle me.
With your stupid pace.
Ask you a serious question.
No, we're doing about 8:50s.
I think there's
perfect.
Either there's an actual rob over on our left, or all those people on the pavement for about 50 yards, they knew who I was.
Oh, that's nice.
Strong feeling it's the former. See, it's happening again.
Hey, Rob!
I'll take it.
Yeah.
I think he's called Ron.
Damn it. Come on, Ronnie.
Bagpipes. Hey, Edamaruda. Hey.
Donald, where's your praises?
Edamaruda. Hey, Edamaruda. Bit racist. Sorry, everyone.
That just reminded me. We dwarfs are very strong. Over short distances.
That's in a twist.
Did you see Gimli the Dwarf on Quest Design the other day? That went round. What a fool. That just reminded me, with some emotional heft, of Andy Murray being at Starline.
Yeah, that was great.
Yeah.
Great to see him, great to chat.
And then just when we were talking about it, Lee Moresmo just came up next to me and said, "So what's happening?"
Yeah.
When no one knows what's going on, you're all in it together. Kids, high five someone.
I'm gonna high five.
Yeah, get a high five.
High five the children.
Oh! Hey! Woo! Thank you, Marshall! That's the running commentary out on the sidelines there.
Yeah.
This is
small but growing number.
We're in a bit now where it suddenly gets lovely but quite kind of leafy suburb, isn't it?
Yeah.
We've got grass verges here. And these guys in chairs.
Just chilling. Loving it. Loving your work.
Yeah, see, when one year
just get a beer
I said
on.
To those guys, I just bellowed abuse at them. They didn't quite tune into the comedy I was going for.
Yeah.
The way I'd hoped. So
someone's
loving your work was
a sad one. Someone pulls up.
Yeah.
Is he gonna get back on it?
He'll be back.
You alright, mate? Right, mate. I was just got a little stitch. It's tricky, the stitch thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because it can get very painful.
Yeah, but you wouldn't stop for a stitch, though, would you?
It depends how painful. I can understand the urge to stop. But having said that, I've never ever stopped in a marathon.
Today's the day.
I don't think
you
so.
Said it.
I don't think
it.
So. Come what may.
Come what may. Get him, Stuart Lee.
I don't need sweets, bruv.
The little kid looked like Stuart Lee, and he said to you, Paul, come on, you can do this.
Yeah,
that's got to count, doesn't it?
You can do this.
Give it an hour, and that's going to make us cry. Now you make him cry. I have stopped completely and walked.
There's nothing wrong with that.
In marathons.
I'm not saying
I always run through a stitch. I think it's pure strictness.
I'm not saying
strictness. It's one of those things that I just, years ago,
whoa,
I told myself
bang, bang, bang,
that the stitch kind of doesn't count.
Right.
So I just ignore it.
Yeah, there can be a
cue. It's very Mickey
painful.
D, you know, it's like,
yeah.
Just pain.
Input, output. Weakness leaving the body in the form of a stitch.
Because it hurts. Because your lungs are having trouble with the physical exploits.
That was the most pathetic musical accompaniment I've ever seen.
What happened? Oh, that's not bad.
Oh, that was good.
Morris!
Morris! Morris! Morris! Kids, boom, 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 boom.
That was some Morris dancers from a man called Morris, by the way.
I'm high-fiving everyone now.
Yeah. You just slapped an old woman in the face.
Yeah. Quick elbow.
I'll high-five anything.
Ooh! Ooh!
Boom, 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 just battered a bowl of jelly babies out of a man's
hand. Yeah, I actually did. Boom! I got a challenge for you.
When we get to this footbridge, covered in people just watching,
right?
We're going to get them all cheering really loud.
Yeah.
You ready for that?
We can do that, yeah.
We're in Rotherhithe, by the way.
Yeah, we can do that.
It's a nice ongoing thing. For the sake of the record, working out where the hell we are.
Yeah. Can we
Rotherhithe? Go on, Bear Band!
Hey!
I think they were foxes, actually. That's a tune in that drum, that's great.
Yeah, it's good when he got
that's going. That's a little kid giving it a bit of snare. Okay, here comes that bridge.
Then what?
He's cheering, she's cheering.
Nice.
A lot of individual support coming now. But here comes the bridge. They've got signs.
Not yet.
They're watching
Not
us.
Yet.
Go at the lamppost.
Once.
3, 2, 1.
On the bridge!
On the bridge! Get us out! Yes!
We got something.
Yeah. Nice. When you're on a bridge looking at the River Thames or any river, do you wave at people on boats?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll do that.
At Deering London, we always do that. And we also get more and more desperate until someone waves back.
Yeah, you've got to.
It's intense.
I just saw a sign, the kid saying daddy. Just made me feel for he might have lost his father.
Oh.
Just a little bit, because he was on his own. He's actually looking for his dad.
I think his dad's just going to run past. It's a sad story to tell. And I think it's okay. Look at this. Very tidy results for running commentary. We pass
10 miles, pretty much exactly on the hour and a half mark.
Right.
So,
which is
great.
Yeah. Even though we've had a few breaks.
Yeah.
It's probably about 85. We're doing okay. Yeah.
I'm younger than that.
We're doing all right.
So 10 miles in my old long dist idea for getting round. That's a third, right? 3 10-mile runs, where in the third one you get 4 miles off. Yay! She nearly missed us.
Yeah.
I run kapot! Honestly, we could take that validation all day, couldn't we?
Yeah, we could.
Absolutely. Thank goodness we've got a podcast. Yay! Thank you, Marshall!
Another guy walking here. People breaking off.
Maybe he's just going to work.
Yeah. There's enough toilets. There's loads of toilets.
Yeah.
No need to worry about that.
It's interesting, isn't it? It's on balance at this pace group.
Yeah.
It's a bit early to be walking.
Yes.
It probably means you set off at a real lick.
Yes. Yeah. But easy to do. Really easy.
Like you
to
say,
do.
If you've got real pain. If you're hitting a cramp or a stitch,
yeah,
and walking,
you're gonna stop, yeah.
Hey, could well be,
Ray,
could well be the best idea.
He's got down,
strong like Bull in the big pink dress. No, thank you,
not yet. Thanks.
We should get now into the serious issue. Pretty difficult as a vegan to accept sweets.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because of all the gelatin. Most of them are basically made of pork.
So you've got your. You got your vegan gels, have you?
Well, gels tend to be vegan.
Right.
Sweets don't. I favour the, what have I got? Whatever I've got, that's what I favour.
Yeah.
They're goos.
Right, yeah,
Calm
goos.
Gels.
I like goos, yeah.
I do take the time to get the right ones.
Right.
But it's nothing to do with vegan. Since New York, I don't want any caffeine.
Right.
So I always
because I just makes you feel a bit sick, does it?
Yeah, I just feel like I like to caffeine up before the race with coffee.
Yeah.
And, it can just all multiply out and get a bit much.
Yeah.
It's probably nothing, but, you know, you get a bit
obsessive
and superstitious about these things.
Yeah.
So when I'm in, I go to a running shop and they've got ones without the caffeine, I get them. It's balanced by the fact with that freedom that carb gels universally taste horrible.
Yeah.
So I don't actually match what flavour
they're always a bit
they
rubbish
are.
Out there, yeah.
No, he was just trying to get them down.
As I'm going
to
take my second.
He's on his second?
Yeah.
Oh, hour and a half. I should probably take my first, shouldn't I? Yeah. Need a bit of water to wash it down there, right?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
There's a water station coming up, actually.
Another guy walking.
Much more chilled out here, but it feels well supported.
No,
it's
really
just a bit
nice,
like running through the park.
Yeah.
Taking a bit of a breath before we hit the next massive cludge of people.
People, noise, things. Cheers, love.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, this. Now we're up against the fact that I simply haven't got enough hands.
Yeah, do you want me to let me do this and
I'll
then
close my water
you.
And I'm going to hold it with the phones, riskily.
Then you're going to eat the phone and drink the...
Tear the end off the phone
yeah.
And swallow the bottle of water. Wait a minute. Get the carb gel out without...
Good, mate. You're right.
Without...
Okay.
Oh, I so nearly dropped it and I didn't. It's actually quite exciting. I thought I had. I thought, I'm not going back for that.
These are nice.
Nice!
Mm.
Right, I'm having those next year. Same flavour, different flavour.
It's a honey stinger.
Shit. Now I didn't drop my phone, I dropped the BBC's phone. Yes! They can afford it. Great. That's it, that's my TV career ruined. So yeah, what flavour were you on just then?
Organic honey. Do you want me to carry something? Sorry.
Right, thanks for calling me that, you're getting emotional now. No, I'm okay.
Are you sure? Did it smash the beep phone? That's so funny.
Look, there it is. I'll get a photo
what
of it
they
in a
expect?
Minute.
Yeah. That's the first moment.
Yeah. Hi.
Hi.
You got
just smashed
to show
your gear,
you.
Yeah.
You smashed your phone.
Good news and bad news. We're checking in, your gear's a mess.
Tell you what, if we see Gabby Logan on Tower Bridge, I'll just give it to her.
Yeah, just say, look after it.
Okay, mate.
It's not my department, mate.
Ah, so we're gelled. Gelled at an hour and a half. Feeling good. Yeah. I'm just swigging. Oh, it's quite hard to swig past the old mics,
yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So, bless pain
him.
Report.
God bless him.
I'm fine, I'm going steady. Ache in my right hip that I don't mind.
Right.
What about you?
I've just been a bit heavy-legged all day. I've never really got over it, but I'm not moaning. It's just heavy-legged.
Do they hurt? They just feel...
No, it's just a bit
slow,
of an ache.
Sluggish. Yeah,
yeah. I'm doing the old squirt water on them thing. Trying to run as relaxed as possible.
Steel band there playing the... thing is the old theme tune to Family Fortunes. It might have been the Treasure Hunt. Was it Treasure Hunt?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No?
Sure.
No?
Here we go.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Bit of an easy, relaxed downhill stretch.
Enjoy it, ride it down.
Yeah, enjoy that one. Some people tightening up, people walking. It's going to be an awful long day, isn't it?
Yeah.
Now.
We're coming.
I get it, though. I understand.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just because you're tired.
So, yeah, and people, you don't walk unless you have to.
Yeah.
It just comes on. So, we're coming up. Coming out of Rotherhithe into wherever's next, and as you can hear, the crowd's level is just beefed up, and
yes,
you can see
yeah.
shops and things. That's a rhythm I don't think I've noticed as much. Listening to music is the way you shift from quiet residential streets to kind of town centres.
Yeah, yeah.
It's good, isn't it?
I also think when people start walking at this stage, you pass the initial excitement of the finish, of the start rather.
Yeah.
And some people can get overwrought, can't they? Because it's a very overwhelming experience.
Exactly.
Isn't it? So sometimes there's a bit of a rest before you go again.
It's actually quite useful to be distracted. I mean, the things we've been doing, like your trip to the Middle East, just the gigs I've been doing this week.
Yes.
They all
stops you over focusing
they
sometimes.
They do serve to take your mind off it, that's right.
Yeah.
Ever
scaffolding!
I don't want to work in terms of cliche, but it feels a bit like that guy's taken the day off criminal activity to MC the
Oi! Coming through.
Kicking it in central Rotherhithe. Hold this water, would you?
Of course.
I'm going to take a photo of the broken phone. And I'm going to throw it away. Sorry. BBC.
Yeah. We have had a small accident.
God.
Thanks.
So.
Now that mile seemed to go very quickly.
Yes. It did. That's because we ran it in 5.5.
Yeah.
Shaming away.
Really need to slow down.
No, actually, we ran it, in all seriousness, classic Runcom pace. About 9.5.
It was actually... We're going at about 8.15 pace now.
Yeah, 9.5, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good.
9.5, 8.15.
Yeah, somewhere between those. So we should be coming in between, sometime between 2.15 and 8.15.
Yeah.
Rather high tunnels closed.
Oh no.
Are we going that way?
They're going to have to redirect us. Bit of a drama.
In all seriousness, the OCD bit of me. I think there's a little bit of trouble going past the red traffic lights on the marathon.
Right. You are quite peculiar in that respect, aren't you?
Hey! Go on, doing it for the British Lung Foundation.
You're the only person I know who doesn't want water in intense heat in terms of running through the showers.
Yeah. It's because I choose when I get my water.
8.42 the last mile. So we're doing all right.
Yeah.
Quite relaxing. We're running about a minute 20 faster per mile than we normally do when we're out together.
And
It feels okay.
It just feels like where we want to run, isn't it? We're not.
Yeah.
We're not trying to keep up with the event.
No, because we will.
We're not trying to keep up with each other. Yeah. Good band. Hey. Da-da-da-da. No, and also, you know, we're not being silly because if we can do this thing,
yes,
quickly, we want to.
Yeah.
We want this thing done.
The big thing will be whether, for me, mentally, whether I can just hold it together.
Yeah.
Because like in that long run the other week, when I lost it, I just really lost it.
Yeah.
I was
12
minute miles by the end. Just completely gone, you know.
Yeah.
So it's a mental state, really.
Absolutely. But equally, if that's where we go, that's where we go.
Oh, yeah.
I know that you've got that in mind, you know.
Yeah.
If you have to get your head down and dig out that last. Because like you got your 17 to your 20 in here. You know what I mean? That last 3 miles.
Yeah.
Whatever happens, 20 to 23,
yeah,
for both of us,
yeah,
that's what happens.
Yeah. Let's do it.
It's still early days. Well, we're closing in on halfway now.
No, we are. We're getting a little bit closer.
And building up to the excitement on this stage just builds up steadily and steadily to Tower Bridge and then hits a peak.
Yeah.
That'll be about the next...
Then you're thrown out again.
Yeah. I'd love to drink this water. I'm going to do it. I can't.
Can you not drink it?
No, I can do it. It's just hitting the microphones. Here we go. I think it's the banana.
Yeah. He's going to become a theme, isn't he?
Yeah. Well, he's giving us the slip.
Yeah. He's running quite well.
Doing it by the skin of his teeth. It's very appealing.
I thought he was going to peel off, but...
Let's see if we can potassium him up.
He's actually put his banana hat on, hasn't he?
Yeah.
But he can't hide from us.
No. Okay. Chucking my bottle to the side.
Yeah.
Classic.
There we go.
Oh. Yeah, I say we're focusing. Obviously, it's always noticeable when people pull up. But I'd say, perhaps obviously, it's worth noting. Everyone's looking good.
Yeah,
a lot of good runners going steady. Conditions still.
Conditions have been great so far.
Really good.
Yeah.
Yay! Again, just as it was when we started, it's mild but it's grey.
Yeah.
It's a light cool breeze and no wind.
Perfect running.
A few drops of rain didn't turn into anything. It just helped us get to the toilet early on. And the crowd's here. really giving it
really
some.
Really intense, yeah.
I've been doing about 10, 15, 8, 15 miles. 6:45, 10:20, 9:10.
Bang on 8:30 still, really.
Yeah, that's what I said.
That's 3:45 pace, isn't it?
Good.
So, factoring in the inevitable slowing, we're doing all right, yeah.
Yep. Well, it is still slower than my last marathon.
Yeah.
So, and significantly slower than your last marathon.
Yeah.
So there's sense in it. I think the other big problem we're all going to have to worry about is talking all the time.
Yeah, it's all right. We're doing okay. We're doing fine, mate.
Yeah, I know that this is kind of off the subject.
Mate, it's okay to go off the subject.
This advert here, Pokemon Detective Pikachu.
Yeah.
It really looks like an appalling film.
Is it really? Is it really? It's the kind of film I'd never, ever see.
Yeah. If you,
but you
go
get
there
dragged into that.
And give them your money, yeah. You deserve everything you get.
Right. And what would you get?
Just
rubbish.
90-minute nightmare.
Right.
Like looking inside of a sugared up,
right,
not particularly smart kid's head.
Right.
So, I'm going through that moment when the gel sits a little bit heavy.
Oh, yeah, and you feel you're going to be sick a little bit.
Yes.
I had that about a minute ago, yeah.
Yeah. I have the
sign of a good gel.
Yeah. The nice thing about that is I know enough now to think, live through this, give it 10 minutes, and I might feel a little bit of energy.
Yes, yeah.
Feel you're definitely getting to town now.
Into your legs, yeah.
What do you see up ahead? A shard.
A shard, yeah.
That's what Kirsty Allsop did this morning before she came out. Shard, goddess, came out. That's a shame we didn't need toilets there, because those ones are really nice.
They looked really quite swish, didn't they?
It's like a building.
Yeah.
Up a short flight of steps.
Just the range of different running styles I always like.
Yeah.
And sort of how they change during the race.
Yes.
Because you're still sort of smooth at this point. You can feel tightenings, can't you?
Yeah.
But then your style really changes, doesn't it, by the end?
Yeah. Most people around us look really tidy. Very little
wasted
energy being
expended.
Not like at the beginning, when you can see a few people kind of skipping and sprinting and bouncing.
He's got a bit of a high back set there, but mostly there's a lot of scuttling going on.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Also, just amazing to know that this road surface is comparatively soft.
Yeah.
We'll do all right if it's like this.
Yeah, it's nice, yeah.
Although, you're in the bus lane there, Paul. You sure that's okay?
I'm on the blue line, but I'm not fixating on it. Just on it.
All right, then.
Here we go.
What do you think? Is it... How much should we think about, and how much should we not think about, as you reach the 12-mile mark, staying sub-4?
I don't want to think about it at all.
So me talking about it was bad?
No, not at all, but I'm not thinking about it.
All right. Good answer.
Yeah.
I'll let that hang.
Yeah.
Coming up 12 miles.
We'll see how we are, innit? Just nice and relaxed, yeah.
Yo!
Tima!
Which means that within the next mile, we'll be passing over Tower Bridge.
Yeah.
And onto the north side.
Yeah. So we'll stop and check the gear at 13.
Great idea.
Just to give it a little.
Yeah.
Just to make sure.
Let's combine it with let's get to halfway and then have a wee and a gear check.
Yeah, cool.
By the way.
A quick reboot.
Special mention to Steve.
Yes.
Putting this together as you speak. If the recording, touchwood, goes to plan, we're just getting to the point where this has become quite a marathon for Steve.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Out there in Spain, poor guy.
Working through his retirement.
Yeah.
Just chilling.
A friend who is slightly envious of today's London Marathon did the Madrid Marathon yesterday.
All right.
Didn't particularly enjoy it, but did really well.
Right.
So congratulations. A lot of marathons today in Britain and around the world.
So we found our natural pace today is about 8:40.
Right.
So far, just naturally unforced.
Okay, so from here, without being dishonest to their bodies, you want to maintain that pace for as long as possible.
For a while, yeah.
And two, when we slow, for the graph to just tail off, not to dive off a cliff.
Yeah. Yeah.
There goes Rob. Come on, Rob.
Oh, Robbie!
Ah, this is it. See, it took me by surprise. Right turn. Turn bridge!
Wow, nice.
Brilliant.
That's always a good moment.
Really nice.
Yeah.
Slight uphill.
Beautiful.
Weatherspoon's there. Do you want to pop in?
Nice, nice. Nice.
Helicopter
That's
overhead.
That's a good sight.
This is ran across Tower Bridge with the run to the beer New Balance guys the other day.
All right, yeah.
So a couple of those guys are out here running today.
Nice.
Here's to them, lovely folk.
Scarborough. It's my old running club there, Scarborough.
Come on, Scarborough. I'm going to jump behind you, just to get a photo of you heading towards the bridge.
Okay, cool.
I promise to catch you back up. Running culture here. Thank you, Marshall. Yep. I caught back up with you.
Yeah.
I can handle
Not
it.
Difficult.
No?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised.
At the pace I'm going.
Ooh. Wow. It's even more exciting now that putting up these skyscrapers. Look at the city.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
It's like we're running into space. Yeah, the atmosphere here is pretty good.
Oh, it's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
I'll let you listen to what's going on behind us. Thank you, Marshalls! There's some actual Marshalls there. Tom Price could be here somewhere.
Will he?
He said he'd be on the Tower Bridge.
NSPCC, close to my heart. A lot of people running for pandas today.
Yeah.
Kate Carter's running for pandas.
Yeah, she's dressed up as one.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Sign coming up that says, I've got crabs.
Yeah.
No, wait. Carbs. I've got carbs. Now that's a good sign.
Yeah.
Give him a wave. Three hours.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that's what you want, isn't it? That's a bit confusing for some people. Yeah.
There you go. Soak it up.
Yeah, this is great.
It's going to die off in Wapping.
Yeah.
Maggie is Kidney Care, Brain Tumour Charity, Oxfam.
Keep left.
Someone just waving there wants to cheer us. There's a camera. Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Either side. Go either side. Split it. Split it.
Cool. Split the difference.
Camera guys. I didn't like going out the other side. I missed you. So alone.
Here we go.
Tower Bridge on the left. Sorry, the tower itself.
Tom Horton live there?
Yes, he does.
Well, you know, someone who lives in the Tower Bridge.
He is pretty posh.
Yeah. Yeah.
I got into a gin-fueled row with him in Merribel.
Yeah.
Where he was saying, my dad says, it's silly to try for world peace because, you know, humanity naturally exists in a state of war. And I said, yeah, but doesn't your dad run the army?
Isn't he feathering his own nest?
I'm not sure he's being entirely objective there.
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a lot of fun. Good gym. 3:30 green.
See, that's an example of a pacer. So he's relying on negative splits, isn't he?
He's going to speed up.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because he's just overtaken us near halfway.
Yeah.
He's leaving it a bit fine, isn't he?
That's the green start 3:30.
All right, that's the green start 3:30, right?
Yeah, so there is some difference.
But we were near the green start, weren't we?
We weren't far off it, that's true. Yeah. We've got a Game of Thrones coming up on our left. This is nice.
Yeah.
Winter is coming.
Yeah.
And that's it. Round the corner. Oh, look, here's the front runners.
That was a moment where... Oh, brilliant. That was a moment where Game of Thrones just went, do you know what? Taking this off.
Taking the wear.
It's not this for Game of Soldiers.
Wig and cloak.
I've had it.
Schmig and smoke. Look at this guy in the tube. Is that Augustus Gloop?
Yeah.
No, nothing.
Nothing. Not happy.
So, there is a moment there, though, isn't there? When we were by Game of Thrones, where you just turn the corner and it's just all quiet for a second.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is lovely.
Where, this is where you see the elite coming towards you, isn't it?
Yeah, the marathon is coming in the opposite direction to us now. So we're just coming up on halfway.
Right.
But on the other side of the road, it's what, 22?
Yeah.
So people
They'll be past it. They'll be going past it, yeah.
Yeah. So, but there's no one there at the moment. It's nice to be... I always really feel for people when we get there. There'll be people here going strong.
Yes, yeah.
Who are behind us.
Yeah.
Sometimes because of the funnel and sometimes because of pace.
Yeah.
For whatever reason. Run!
So will we see Mo?
He must have gone.
Mo and Kipchoge.
They're on runners now, right? There's no... So they must have gone because they'll be at the front all the way.
Yeah.
I'll try and get a picture of them.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I could do that.
Yeah,
look, they're on the screen though, look.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, they're near the finish.
Yeah, of course, yeah. To be fair, they do a lot more training than us, those guys.
Yeah. I know sometimes things can get quite heated in a hotel gym.
Yeah.
All right. Important question. How are the top of your ears?
They're not too bad. How are yours? Chafing
a bit sore. But it's worth it. Good PA. Being run by the Big Lebowski.
Like it.
Yep. Hop.
So should we stop at halfway to have a look, to check the kit?
Yep.
Okay.
Next toilets after halfway.
Okay.
So we went through that PA at about 1:56. So those front runners, they're coming up the embankment now.
Right.
They're about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
5 minutes off the finish line. No, 10 minutes off the finish line. And I think, from what I glimpsed,
yeah,
they were really racing.
Yeah, they were going for it.
On each other.
Yeah, they're absolutely.
So,
that's
going to be interesting.
It looked like Mo Farah was in there with them, didn't it? In there with Kipchoge.
Look tight. Here's a good sign. Halfway in.
Yeah, it's good.
We're going to be hitting it about 1:57.
Well,
which
in
is
in terms of real time, about 1:53.
53?
Yeah, because we've taken a couple of breaks and we're still bang on 8:41 per mile.
Yeah, good. Give me a face for halfway. It's a face for radio. Hey! Nice. Thank you, Marshalls.
Thank you. Halfway.
Toilet's a number of metres ahead.
Yeah.
The sign is behind the thing, but that'll do.
Yeah.
Okay, so, listeners, we're reaching the end of part two, and frankly...
Feeling all right.
Feeling good, so...
You're feeling okay.
You'll be the ones who have to compare...
Hip update.
...what we're saying now with what we say when we come past the other way.
Yeah.
In some little while.
Yeah. It gets harder to start again, doesn't it, when you stop?
I was actually...
That's the sign of how tired you
are. I've got my book... So when I go in the toilet now, I'm going to read a chapter.
Yes,
So I'll be out in about a quarter of an hour, 20 minutes.
Yeah, why not?
Any thoughts?
I'll have to keep my back stretched.
Any thoughts at the end of the second place?
Just pleased that we've got less distance to run than we have already.
That is a really
good
point.
That's what it's about,
well
isn't
made.
It?
Yeah. Literally more than halfway. Toilets here.
I've had two gels.
Can't see the toilets. Where are the toilets?
Let's have a look. There, that's the sign for toilets.
Yes!
Yeah!
So those toilets we were wrapping up for didn't exist.
22 kilometres.
In the back of all the tops, it says Runcom Pod.
All right.
Twitter, Facebook and Instagram.
Yeah.
Runcom Pod has not put a new picture on Instagram for a long time.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it. I'll get back out there.
It's going to happen.
I just don't know how to run two Instagrams. So if you do go to Runcom Pod on Instagram and you're disappointed, go to Rob Deering and then you'll see.
What is this? What is this? Cheers, love.
This guy's mad for gels.
Oh, it's a gel.
I'll take a gel off anyone.
Yeah, I thought they were like those sachet things, but no. We'll take a gel.
Give them to kids.
Yeah.
Give the gels to the kids.
Yeah.
They need energy for the day ahead. So, yeah. No toilet at all.
So this is good club runners coming the other way.
Yeah,
like
yeah.
Really good club runners.
This is a
Paris, yeah.
Yeah, just real people with real pace. Also, this is one of those slight hills that you don't notice and you just think, oh, I'm getting really tired now. Yeah. Just a hill, guys, to mile 14. A mild microphone issue.
Showers 200 yards. Heating up a bit. I'll need some water the next time I see a water station.
Yeah, good.
It's starting
liquid in, liquid out.
Yeah. Uganda.
I just saw a marshal. I should have got him and said, there's a bloody toilet.
Yeah.
He said there would be a toilet. So, some point after 14, we turn right.
Gear, innit? Yeah.
Showers here, the sign
says.
There,
yeah.
Is that true? Is this another lie? Yep, the showers.
Yeah, are you going to bother?
Maybe I could do what I do at home and have a wee in the shower.
Yeah.
No one ever knows.
Yeah. Just stand there for ages.
I don't want to shower, so I'm going way left.
Do you think it'll do the gear in?
Yeah.
I'll leave it then. I won't bother. I'll forego the shower.
I think if you turn your back to it, you'll be alright.
Right.
It's good over on this side as well, because you can see the people coming.
See the good one, yeah. Get inspiration from the guys coming through.
So, Internationals. We've seen the 22k one, thinking.
Yeah.
Yep.
There goes.
Well, over halfway.
Yeah.
How are these guys coming the other way looking to you?
They look great. So this is where we could lose 7 miles, isn't it? If you wanted. Just join in.
Thank you, Marshall.
Thank you.
These guys are what, running 2.5? 2:30 runners?
Yeah, they'll be about 2:25, 2:30, yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Someone brought their sign from the last time they came to the centre town. Bollocks to Brexit.
Yeah, there's been a few political signs, yeah.
Yeah. When I did New York, pretty much every sign somehow combined an empowering running message with a diss
to Trump. A big old Trump
sign. It's about like 90% Trump diss marathon signs. You know who couldn't run this marathon? Donald Trump!
Yeah. There's been, I saw one saying, you're running better than the government.
Oh. There you go, that kind of thing. Come to think of it, that does make more sense than what I said. So, we come along here, people coming the other way. We're between 13 and 14. A little bit after 14, we turn right into Wapping, don't we?
Yeah, this is where it gets a bit tough, isn't it?
I still would like to combine a wee and a check, just
yes,
so we
absolutely.
Don't have to stop too often.
Yeah, well, the next toilets we'll have a little
there
stop.
There must be one somewhere.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Little trail for what's coming up. Soon we'll be getting to my Stephen Berkoff story. I'm not going to spoil it, though.
You've got a Stephen Berkoff story?
Oh, yeah. So that's something for everyone to look forward to.
My legs are starting to... I'm starting to... I would describe my form as starting to get slightly compromised.
Yeah.
How about you?
I'm
not running that smoothly. I'm sort of... My feet hurt a little bit.
I feel the same My right hip is aching.
Right.
My right left shoulder is aching.
Right.
Which is
So there's a balance, I suppose, to
it. There's a kind of a low-level stitch.
Right.
I'm looking forward to getting rid of the broken phone.
Right. Yeah.
Is that... That's her toilet.
Yeah, do you want to go for it?
Yeah.
Go on, then.
Excuse us. Thank you. Ah, someone's in there.
Someone in there.
Yeah. All right, guys, end of part two. We'll catch up as soon as you've had a wee. With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.